From the Midas of Roseburg Studios, KQEN weather forecast today. Showers are likely with a high near 62. Tonight, a chance of showers and 44 for a low. Tomorrow, partly sunny and a high near 63. Saturday, sunny and 73 degrees. Weather is a presentation of Pacific Air Comfort. They're your local carrier dealer. Turn to the experts at Pacific Air Comfort for energy-efficient systems that reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. It's a great deal. Call Pacific Air Comfort today, 672-9510. Currently, 51 degrees. KQEN News Time is 8:34.
This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation. It's a presentation of Concrete Builder Supply. Sarah Holbro, communications person for the Umpqua Valley Arts. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. How are you?
We're doing okay. A little bit of rain out there, but waiting for a lot of sun over this long weekend. What about Umpqua Valley Arts? How are things going over there?
We are doing great, and rain or shine, today we are having another art kit pickup. So at 12 o'clock today, if you have a young writer that is interested in doing a young writer's lesson with local author Taylor Bennett today, they can pick up a kit that includes a journal, a set of colored pencils, and a pen to go along with Taylor's lesson today. One thing I want to put out there, if you have picked up kits in the past, we will have a brand new procedure today to make sure that everyone stays safe. The kits have been so popular, which is amazing, but we realized that we needed a new, safer procedure to keep everyone safe and healthy during this time. So this week, we are going to have everyone stay in their cars, and it's going to be a drive-through pickup line.
Wow, everybody's going to drive-thrus.
Yes, everyone will drive through. So we ask for patience during this first week, but we have a great plan in place to make the line move quickly. So once you arrive, you'll see the cones set up, and staff will be outside to direct everyone.
So how are these kits getting put together?
We are actually putting them together in-house. Staff is putting them together. We are ordering the materials, and we just have a nice little line of putting together the materials and the information on the class, and we're doing them as quickly as we can. We went from 100 kits to 200 kits, and we hope to do them as long as we possibly can. But well, obviously, funding is going to be an issue.
Well, I know they have been very well received, and giving kids a really great outlet during a time when so many other things are not happening.
Exactly, and that was one of our main goals, was to continue our mission of providing creative opportunities and art education even during this time, and the art kit was the best way that we knew to get the information and opportunities to these kids. So this week's kit is going to be for a little bit older age range. We're asking parents to really think about if your child can enjoy the kit. It's geared more to kids who are already able to read and write. So any child who can read and write is welcome to pick up a kit.
Very good. Now, what other things are going on, some of the virtual programming and things like that at UVA?
Sure. Well, we have our first virtual workshop. It's going to be a Young Writers Club, a workshop with Taylor Bennett, and that will piggyback off of today's art kit pickup and lesson. That virtual workshop will start May 30th. It will run for 4 weeks, every other Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Taylor will host this virtual workshop. So if you want to sign up for that workshop, all of the information will be on our website. Now, a quick caveat, our new website is launching today. So if you go to our website today and have issues, please be patient. Our brand new website is launching, and you'll be able to find out all the information about the workshop as soon as it's launched. So this will be a four-week virtual workshop with Taylor Bennett.
And by the way, on the website, is that going to be the same address to find it?
Same address, brand new, exciting features, a lot of new options. It should be a lot more easier to navigate, and we're so excited to finally launch it.
Well, very good. What about other things going on people ought to know about in terms of maybe virtual gallery shows or more?
We have so much going on, Kyle. It's so incredible. We've actually been busier now than we ever have been. We have many calls. One exciting call that we have right now is called the COVID Diaries. And this is a fundraising project. It's we're going to be collecting virtual images. And it's pretty much anything that people want to submit, whether it be photographic images, drawings, collages, text, poems, essays, video, audio submissions, anything you've been experiencing during COVID-19. And we're going to archive this project and present it in the future. So that's really exciting. It's only $5 per image. You can find out more on our website. The other exciting call we have right now is our members show. And the deadline for the members show is going to be July 1st. This show is a favorite at Umpqua Valley Arts because we're able to feature all of our cherished members, and so much amazing work is created just here in this community. So if you're not a current member, don't worry. You can sign up to be a member and be a part of this show.
Very good. It's been an interesting time for everybody, of course, but for facilities like UVA, it's been a very unique time to try to get some level of arts out there at a time people can't come in. Now, as things are beginning to reopen, are you working on a reopening process for the gallery itself?
Absolutely, and we will have that reopening plan soon. We're working closely with the board to come up with a plan that makes sense for us as an organization and keeps the community safe. We are very excited to have a new interim executive director, Sandy McGee, who has been our gallery director since 2013, has stepped up to the plate and will be leading us until we have a permanent executive director. So we're really excited about that and thrilled to have her lead.
Very good. Anything else people ought to know about UVA before we go?
So the new exhibits coming up to get excited about are Intersections in the Hallie Brown Ford Gallery, Past, Present, Future, and Little Peaks by Colleen Goodwin Chronister. So stay tuned for details on those exhibits. We will not be hosting an opening reception, but we hope to open our doors soon to have people experience those in person.
All right. And I'll, being a little bit of a website geek, I'll be watching to see the website evolve at some point today. That sounds good. Sarah Holborough.
Yes, we're excited.
Yeah,
Thank you, Kyle. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks for being on this morning. 8:41 at the Morning Report.